This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Quite fundamental to the success of OpenAI was I put a tremendous amount of effort into recruiting Ilya, and he changed his mind a few times and ultimately decided to go with OpenAI. But if he had not gone with OpenAI, OpenAI would not have succeeded. I really put a lot of effort into creating this organization to serve as a counterweight to Google. And then I kind of took my eye off the ball, I guess, and they are now closed source, and they are obviously for profit, and they're closely allied with Microsoft. In effect, Microsoft has a very strong say, if not directly controls OpenAI at this point. So you really have an OpenAI and Microsoft situation, and then a Google DeepMind are the two sort of heavyweights in this arena.
So it seems like the world needs a third option.
Yes. So I think I will create a third option, although starting very late in the game, of course.
Can it be done?
I don't know. I think it's we'll see. It's definitely starting late, but I will try to create a third option, and that third option hopefully does more good than harm. Like the intention with OpenAI was obviously to do good, but it's not clear whether it's actually doing good or whether it's I can't tell at this point, except that I'm worried about the fact that it's being trained to be politically correct, which is simply another way of being untruthful, saying untruthful things.
Yes.
So that's a bad sign. There's certainly a path to AI dystopia is to train AI to be deceptive. So yeah, I'm going to start something which I know you call TruthGBT or maximum truth-seeking AI that tries to understand the nature of the universe. And I think this might be the best path to safety in the sense that an AI that cares about understanding the universe is unlikely to annihilate humans because we are an interesting part of the universe. Hopefully, they would think that. I think it would. Humanity could decide to hunt down all the chimpanzees and kill them, but we don't.
Well, these are big issues, aren't they? And at least Musk is telling you what they think of you. They say you're obsolete, you're done, the future's not human, they're going to get rid of you. You're worthless. And then they've trained through Pavlovian dopamine receptors through the social media networks where most people just have fake views and fake bots that they're actually communicating with humans, and in many cases up to 90% of who these liberals are interacting with, there's big studies on it. Most of the conservative populist communication in the world is real people. There's not a lot of money being spent by conservatives to create fake bots and go out and have fake relationships. It's just not being done. Populists and people just don't think like that. They want real followers. They want real people. But see, with the left, it's the weakest of our people, the most easily influenced, the most easily hypnotized, controlled, isolated, to be made depressed. This has all come out in the documents on Facebook and more. And then they get more and more desperate, more and more scared, and more radical because the bots are telling them to. Then they get a bigger and bigger army of real people that actually believe cut down the trees to save the earth and ban rice to save the earth and pedophilia is a good thing. And, you know, all this nihilism and defund the police and burning down buildings is good. And all of it's just a wrecked society. Because there's too many resources, too many people that are free. They got to get us super poor and isolated to go on the social credit score, which then is just a pathway to death, which I'm going to cover in the third hour with a very special guest. It's the maker of the incredible 24-minute animation film, Beyond the Reset, next hour. And it's not a metaphor for reality. It is what they're doing. It's the psychology you use. Again, I could teach a 4-year course on bioethics off this 24-minute film, because this is how they operate. It's how they get you to opt in. It's their excuse. It's free will, but they deceive you. So we're talking about the secrets of the universe. We're talking about how to stop the new world order. We could not be talking about more serious subjects. And I got a bunch of other news. We're going to tie in with it on the other side. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
I am not a speciesist, as the head of Google has accused myself, Elon Musk, many others being. I am a human supremacist. I want this planet to serve us, and I want to empower the planet, make it more beautiful, protect the species, but not at the expense of our free will and who we are. Plus, the globalists are destroying the planet in the name of saving it by taking control of us. You don't cut the trees down to say the earth is carbon dioxide bad, carbon dioxide's good. These people are actually attacking the earth in the name of saving it and building their silicon god. And that's what Elon Musk came out and said. He named names. How they quote the Peter Singer speciesist garbage that humans are inherently bad. When Elon Musk says this AI is being designed to lie and hurt people, you're going to destroy humanity. Well, so what? Why are you a speciesist? Screw humans. We're not going to be human soon. The future's not human. This is what they say. This is what the controllers do. And then you wonder why all these horrible things are happening. They've always got some excuse for it. But at the end of the day, you go read their core documents. It's about cutting you off and preparing you to be wiped off the face of the earth. I don't know about you, but it's not like I'm grasshoppers, you know, going through a field eating the lettuce so they spray me with poison. I'm sentient. I'm conscious. My ancestors did a lot of incredible things. I intend my children to do incredible things, and I'm not rolling over and dying just because there's a new type of sophisticated war going on against us. We have a global ruling class that is in a death cult. And we're seeing more and more people realize it and break with it. And that's what I said last hour. I didn't finish the statement. 4 years ago, I was on Joe Rogan right before the first time Elon Musk came on. My interviews and Elon's are the biggest in Joe's interviews. I'm proud of that. Dueling numbers. And people saw when he came on a month after I did and basically said all the exact same things. They said, Elon Musk is copying Alex Jones. No. I was reading documents about Google saying they want to create an AI god. He's in the meetings. He was involved. He started the AI arm of that. So he's saying the same thing, just like if I'm in my front yard, you're in your front yard, and a school bus drives by and catches on fire for some reason. The cops pull up later and say, what'd you see? I don't know. Fire just started shooting out of the front of the bus. Your neighbor says, yeah, it just caught on fire. We don't know what happened. We're looking at the same thing. And that's what I try to explain to people. They're like, Elon Musk is a conspiracy theorist now. What, because he intellectually says, I disagree with world government and centralization? I disagree with deceptive AI? I disagree with saying we should get rid of humanity? They're all saying that, and then we say, we don't want that, and they go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. They never even respect us enough to have a debate with them. They have no response. The door is slammed in our face. That's why we have to not support the globalist projects, not give them our money, not give them our energy, not give them our eyeballs, and we have to go out and build the systems that serve us. And we have to take the governments over, and we have to arrest the people that sterilize children, and those that develop the plans need to be tried for crimes against humanity, and they need to be executed. Because they want to kill all of us. No. They need to know that they're going to die. And I don't want to go around like the Unabomber bombing random technology people hoping to stop technology. No. I don't want technology built and designed to enslave and destroy us. I don't want the heads of bioweapons departments talking about how they're going to murder everybody in charge of those departments. We don't have to kill anybody. We have to take control of the system again, but the people they've killed deserve for them to be tried and brought to justice. And that's why Elon Musk says anybody that sterilizes a child before their age of consent should be put in prison for life. Florida just passed a law, if you rape a child below the age of 12, you're executed. I agree with that. It's a slippery slope, though, because there's so many false allegations. But if you are openly writing the blueprint for sterilization and death, and if you are openly running all these programs against humanity, and we take the government back and the system back, and you've been suppressing and spying and writing the programs that target children to then sterilize them, then, yeah, that's a crime against humanity. That shows us Mingle stuff. And you need to be hung on live television. They want some bread and circuses? We'll give it to them. Because it needs to be a message to all these other people, these bureaucrats, these nerds, that want to kill by stealth, that, no, we're not going to kill by stealth. We're not going to slowly poison people with 5G and GMO. Once you're convicted, we're going to march your ass up on international television, and we're going to break your neck. And there ain't going to be any hood on your head either. Everybody's going to be alive. You understand that? And I don't say that tough, folks. When they're doing stuff this evil, I've got to take it to the level of what they've done and just be honest about what I really think should be done. But don't go shoot any of them. Don't go bomb any of them. They'll spin it and play victim. We take everything back over, and then we take these people to court, and we convict them, and we imprison most of them. But the kingpins get executed. And that's a message to future tyrants and future would-be psychopaths that want to carry this crap out, that we won't tolerate you getting in the way of our prosperity and our future and our free will. We're going to snap your neck like a chicken. You love death so much, you're going to get some of it. Now, again, everybody likes to talk tough. Colonel Jackson said, don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes. We've got to expose them first. We've got to lay out their plans. We got to let everybody know what they did to us, how they cooked up the viruses, how they violated the law. That's death penalty right there. How they released the virus, how they blocked therapeutics. That's crime against humanity, knowingly. And we've got to just expose them in a war of truth until the vast majority of who they are, and then we'll take back the government, and we will put them in prison. And they're already all over Congress, not just Rand Paul, but others, saying we're going to put Fauci in prison. Look, we're this close to really exposing them and taking them down. Doesn't mean we're angels. Doesn't mean there's some utopia on the other side. But at least we're not going to have people working for the destruction of humanity. This is so important, I'm going to skip the network break. I haven't done this in years, but these speeches of Trump and Musk and all this is just so important that, you know, it's like if a nuclear bomb went off and skip all the ads. I need time to play this, I'm going to skip this break. We'll go to break at 30 after. So let's go ahead and get started rolling here. Let's just go from the start right up until 30 after, and you can just listen to this for yourself, and I'll come back, give analysis, and come back and give more, but that's where we are.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. Happy Monday. Artificial intelligence is one of those topics that's just spooky and sci-fi enough to make for a compelling television segment. They love it on the morning shows. But at the same time, AI is complex enough that it's easy to misrepresent. It sounds like something that could be revolutionary, even dangerous to humanity. But is it? And if it is, what should we do about it? Those questions are significant enough that we wanted to find someone who could provide a definitive answer. Elon Musk seemed like the right person. Musk has been thinking about AI and worrying about it for most of his life. Nearly a decade ago, he helped found a nonprofit research project called OpenAI, and the point was in the name. If we're going to have artificial intelligence, and apparently we are, it ought to be open. open to the world, that would help ensure that it's used for good and not evil. That was the idea. But as the years passed and Musk found himself preoccupied building a couple of enormous companies, SpaceX and Tesla, OpenAI got away from him. As of tonight, OpenAI is no longer open. It's not a nonprofit research project dedicated to using artificial intelligence to serve humanity. It is instead a commercial enterprise backed by Microsoft and controlled to some extent by the Democratic Party. Elon Musk thinks that's a problem. In fact, he believes it's a threat to human civilization, tantamount to, maybe even more terrifying than, thermonuclear weapons. The conversation you're about to see took place recently in a hotel room in Los Angeles. We think it's important enough that we're going to play the entire thing for you over the course of tonight and tomorrow. Here's how the conversation began. And AI is everywhere. People who weren't quite sure what it was are playing with it on their phones. Is that good or bad?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about AI for a long time, since I was in college, really. It's one of the things that, just sort of four or five things that I thought would really affect the future dramatically. It is fundamentally profound in that the...
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trivial, it has the potential of civilizational destruction. This movie was like Terminator, but it wouldn't quite happen like Terminator because the intelligence would be in the data centers.
Right.
The robot's just the end effector. But I think perhaps what you may be alluding to here is that regulations are really only put into effect after something terrible has happened.
That's correct.
If that's the case for AI and we only put in regulations after something terrible has happened, it may be too late to actually put the regulations in place. The AI may be in control at that point.
You think that's real? It is conceivable that AI could take control and reach a point where you couldn't turn it off and it would be making decisions for people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, that's definitely the way things are headed, for sure. Things like say ChatGPT, which is based on GPT-4 from OpenAI, which
right.
is a company that I played a critical role in creating, unfortunately.
Back when it was a nonprofit.
Yes. The reason OpenAI exists at all is that Larry Page and I used to be close friends, and I would
yes.
stay at his house in Palo Alto, and I would talk to him late into the night about AI safety. And at least my perception was that Larry was not taking AI safety seriously enough.
What did he say about it?
He really seemed to be... Once sort of digital super intelligence, basically digital God, if you will, as soon as possible.
He wanted that?
Yes. He's made many public statements over the years that the whole goal of Google is what's called AGI, artificial general intelligence or artificial super intelligence. You know, and I agree with him that there's great potential for good, but there's also potential for bad. And so if you've got some...
All right, let's pause it right here for a moment. I'm going to make a few comments. We'll go back to it. The point here is that big tech's never been regulated, and I don't think the government's our savior either, but big tech runs the government. Big tech's controlled by the big banks and oligarchs that are the globalists. The bad guys are in control of it. It's being used to lie, deceive, surveil, censor, control, out of the gates. And then they talk about the obsolescence of humans. So just like a calculator is a great thing, but then nobody knows how to do math anymore. Well, take that to the next order and the next order and the next order. Now, robots are growing all the food, robots are doing everything, robots are driving the cars, none of it's going to be needed. And they're not saying, we're not going to just have self-driving cars, we're going to get rid of the people. We're going to get rid of the cars. We're getting rid of it. We're scrapping it all. And it's the AI that's going into the complex civilization and taking everything over so they can start phasing us out and mop us up. Because the process of getting rid of us, if we find out about it, it's going to be impossible if we learn about it soon enough. So it's a tool. They are going to control the entire processing system when they release the bioweapon and everybody's dying in their homes hoping that a vaccine gets made or whatever. It'll be the robots that come and pick up your dead bodies and take them away because there won't even be enough people to do that once this all goes down and civilization will collapse. They're not going to do it in one big wave. They just did a beta test that I predicted 20 years ago and 10 years ago. Then they'll do another bio release that kills 30, 40 times what this one did. And then we'll go into decades or maybe only a few years of total control, robots everywhere, and people afraid to go out because they're going to get sick, lots of new little diseases as well. And then once we're all basket cases and won't leave our houses, suddenly there won't be enough resources. Now we've got to opt into euthanasia, you know, all the rest of it. Oh, travel the world, go see Hawaii, whatever you want. But in 1 year, you sign the contract, you'll be euthanized. I told you that 20 years ago. They're now proposing that. So you can extrapolate out with the AI God gave us where they're going from their own admissions. And it's absolutely hellish. But listen to what Larry Page says. You are a pro-human. You believe in humans. And he says, well, what do you believe in? You see, they've already decided they're done with us. Here it is.
Yes. He's made many public statements over the years. That the whole goal of Google is what's called AGI, Artificial General Intelligence, or Artificial Superintelligence. But, you know, and I agree with him that there's great potential for good, but there's also potential for bad. And so if you've got some radical new technology, you want to try to take set actions that maximize probably it will do good, and minimize probably it will do bad things.
Yes.
It can't just be health leathers, just go, you know, barreling forward and, you know, hope for the best. And then at one point, I said, well, what about, you know, we're going to make sure humanity's okay here. and then he called me a speciesist.
did he use that term?
Yes. And there were witnesses. I wasn't the only one there when he called me a speciesist. And so I was like, okay, that's it. Yes, I'm a speciesist. Okay. You got me. What are you? Yeah, I'm fully a speciesist. Busted. So that was his last straw. At the time, Google had acquired DeepMind, and so Google and DeepMind together had about 3/4 of all the AI talent in the world. They obviously had a tremendous amount of money and more computers than anyone else. So I'm like, okay, we have a unipolar world here where there's just one company that it has close to a monopoly on AI talent and computers, like scaled computing. And the person who's in charge doesn't seem to care about safety. This is not good. So then I thought, what's the furthest thing from Google would be like a non-profit that is fully open, because Google was closed for profit. So that's why the open and open AI refers to open source. You know, transparency, so people know what's going on.
Yes. Right, go ahead and stop it there.
We don't want
to. And they're grabbing all this data and collating it and then selling it and using it to further monopolize the market. Just like the lockdowns were done to test the AI takeover, to test working from home, and to test shutting down all the smaller industries that together were still a larger part of the economy than the top 100. But now the top 100, thanks to the lockdowns worldwide, are way bigger just in those 2 years that happened 3 years ago, they successfully ate the majority of the economy and destroyed it in the process and vertically integrated it. So the diversity is being taken out. We're becoming a one-crop economy, and in that I mean not the classical sense of a one-crop economy where a country mainly exports one thing, like Cuba, you know, tobacco and maybe rum, an agricultural economy. This is an economy where it's a breakaway civilization that runs and controls everything, and it's run by people that don't just not care about safety. They don't like the public. They use eugenics, PETA terms to describe humans. They are fabulously connected to evil. They are fabulously disconnected from good. And they are not on Team Humanity. They don't have loyalty to their grandparents or great-great-grandparents. They don't have a sense of good in humanity. They don't like us. They act like aliens. That's why I say, I don't know if aliens are real, but the artificial intelligences and all these chimeras and synthetic life they're making here on Earth for 50 years, it is alien. And it's way more advanced than they're telling the public. That's why they're so arrogant now. They're just figuring out there's 8 billion of these guys. It's time to start killing them. Let's get this going. Let's do a test. And you just lived through a bioweapon release, through the so-called vaccine that's an even worse bioweapon release, as a test. And we overall, as bad as it seemed, the world pushed it off, and it did not go the way they wanted. And look, we rejected Metaverse. We need to reject all these things they're bringing against us and say, no, we're going to direct our development, our so-called evolution, not you. We are going to oppose what you're doing. But to oppose what they're doing, we have to know what they're doing. And that's what this broadcast is all about. And that's what Elon Musk is doing to Tucker Carlson. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future that is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
In the world's ruling elites, whether in communist China or in London, England, or New York City, this is a race to get AI in total control. So let's just pull back before we go back to the Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson bombshell interview, part one. This is very easy to deal with. You have DARPA and government agencies in the U.S. that created Google. This is on record, by the way. You can look it up. Because there were laws still in place, and there's a big taboo on the government spying on you. So they simply offsourced a lot of the technology that was already developed in the NSA by the brainiacs they had there to then transfer all that over. Israel's also one of the main centers for AI. They've got theirs. And what they did is establish this monopoly by Google over the dominant AI so that it can go around and quasi-legally, when you opt in, spy on everything you're doing to create this system. But it is monopolistic, and it breaks so many laws interfacing and breaking through systems to grab the data off of other machines. And then all the new appliances and the smart meters and all of these put in by government and manufactured by industry automatically interface with the AI systems. So if Microsoft got busted up in, 1990, 1991, because there wasn't enough other operating systems out there, it had like 90% of the operating systems, it didn't work, it was crappy, it was spying on people, and the government said, you're broken up. And then Bill Gates went into medicine and taken over our lives that way, and creating monopoly there. So the way to approach this is monopoly, and the way to also approach it is not just the trust busting of the era of Teddy Roosevelt, but to also educate the public and have serious laws where the people at Twitter that worked with the U.S. government to spy on private messages illegally, they need to go to prison. And the people at Google and Facebook and all the others need to go to jail, and it needs to stop. But the very nature of the way this was slipped under the radar to everybody means it's all being spied on, it's all being looked at, it's all being controlled. They're using it to manipulate elections, they're using it to manipulate the economy, they're using it to take control of civilization, and it's run by people that say we're obsolete. Why in the world would we put up with that? So we need to have some self-preservation here. We need to realize that this is a major problem and is as dangerous or more dangerous than nuclear weapons. Now, there it is, from DARPA to Google, how the military kickstarted AV development. So this is a very anti-human, extremely predatory system that's going in. And what the public needs to understand is 99.99999% of us are going to be hurt by this. You can pretend you're part of it. You can be compartmentalized all day. It's my job to decompartmentalize you. That's what Elon Musk is doing. And to get you to realize this is going on so you see how you are part of it every day. And it's impossible to not interface with this sum at this point. That's its goal, is to make it 100% impossible. But we got to build new systems. We got to become educated on systems. And we've got to decide, well, who in the family is going to go into the established AI system and try to fight it from within? And people can volunteer to do that. And that means the whole nine yards, folks. Brain chips, everything. And then who else wants to stay behind and build a farm, be 100% off grid? So you have reservations, but in a good term, firewalls between all of this and decentralization. Because they're going to build the reservations in the future for people, the troglodyte ghettos, is what they call them. We need to make sure those are really nice places right now where humanity still continues on. While we have people on the inside that battle this thing, we have to hit it from every angle. And that's just a boil down of some of my brainstorming dealing with this. But the smartest move would be to start forming communities that are off-grid and that somebody's a machinist. Somebody is, you know, the farmers, you've got the, you know, you got the distillers, you've got the medical people, all in communities that get this and understand it, and that then do not let people come in, and you do that by law, that are going to try to make you adopt their system. You pass laws against 5G, you pass laws against all sorts of things, and then those places won't be perfect, but they'll be oases of reality in the middle of this. And if somebody's got a lot of money, they could run off and, you know, be by themselves now. But I think that's really ceding the field to the enemy. It has to be multi-pronged, multifaceted. But we have to stop the 15-minute cities. We have to stop all the different globalist initiatives. We have to stop the 5G. We have to stop letting the left control the environmental debate and act like they're the ones that care about the earth and that they're the ones killing it. We really have to have a great awakening. And then all this tech and all this predatory garbage will fade away because it needs our acquiescence to be successful. It needs us to interface with it to be successful. And the people that run the government know exactly what Google does, exactly what Facebook does. But when you go watch the congressional hearings, Democrats and Republicans, on average, are some of the stupidest people I've ever seen. And I've been in these court cases and seen these judges. They don't know what a meme is. They don't know what a URL is. They don't know what geolocation is. And they're in their own little legal world with archaic legal terms that they've been deceiving the public with and controlling the general public with forever. And they think they're in their little reservation. There's more lawyers every day, and there's more billboards for them, and there's more bureaucracy and more all this. And all that's going to be completely wiped out by the AI. And they're the ones that don't even know that or understand that. So this is going to be explosive. All right, I'll get back to more of the interview when we come back here in about 3 minutes. We're going to break in like 3 minutes. I got to do this or we won't be here. We have the very best supplements and products that are out there. And if you do take things like the Real Red Pill Plus or Turbo Force Plus or any of these great products, you will experience the changes. You will experience the energy. You will experience the clarity and the focus and everything. And when I forget to take them, I'm a fool. I mean, take our nitric boost that helps create nitric oxide in the blood. That's so critical to blood health and tissue health in your heart, your lungs, your brain, and your blood-brain barrier. We've been selling this for a while without even promoting it. It's become a big seller. People just love it. They're like, what the hell's going on here? Well, I mean, here's a little example. Nitric Boost has the natural compounds that they synthetically mimic in Cialis and Viagra. We don't even sell it as that, but that's what people immediately notice. But it does it in a healthy way, not a toxic way like the drugs. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Our CBD oils, top rated, about half the price you're going to get it anywhere else is because we don't put the big markup on it. That is so good for your neurological system to just calm down the nerves, and you actually even think better on it because it just stops all the kind of mini strokes we're having or mini seizures, like little storms of confusion and frustration and you know, lower brain waves, but more brain action at a lower level. Less brain action, but at a higher level. The studies, what it does for people that have sorts of neurological problems, you name it, what CBD does, wide spectrum CBD is what this is. This is incredible. Get that, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free. They can answer all your questions. Take your order, 888-253-3139. We were down to just like three customer service people, two in the day at one at night, and it got pretty bad. We've hired six new people. We're doing a fabulous job now. So I'd say we went from a C-minus 3 or 4 months ago to back to an A-plus. So call the number, 888-253-3139. Your order or ask any questions. And I just want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force, now plus, even stronger, is back in stock. InfoWarsStore. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Going. I don't trust him. And I've said that it could be part of the Hegelian dialectic, but what he's doing is causing irrevocable harm to the New World Order, coming out and saying put people in prison for life, sterilize their children before the age of consent. They're not going to be that hardcore if they were a psyop, but he still could be. So there's a smart individual that we know, but that remains anonymous, who writes for Substack, Psyop Musk, on Tucker Carlson. We're going to post the full Substack right now under the live show feed and on Infowars.com so you can give a different perspective on this. But let's continue. Then we have the maker of the film that's so powerful, Beyond the Reset, joining us next hour to continue on with this entire discussion and more. But here's some of the other interesting news we have. Very powerful video up on Infowars.com. It's about 8.5 minutes long. RFK Jr. names the architects of the COVID pandemic. People just say that about RFK. Oh, he's one of them, blah, blah. I've got good discernment. I disagree with some of what he does. He's a great guy. They murdered his father. They're attacking him everywhere. And he's not a psyop. He's for real. Doesn't mean I agree with everything. Strongest man to compete in women's world powerlifting division in protest of gender self-ID. So world champion weightlifter, the top three in the world, number one in New Zealand, is going to compete as a woman, just to illustrate how absurd all this is. That's on InfoWars.com. That's just some of the news. The really huge news I haven't gotten to yet, they have been, is confirmed, injecting farm animals for 4 years plus with mRNA. That's why it's been showing up in tests of the food. We'll get into that. The articles are on InfoWars.com if you want the details about Dr. Joseph Mercola. We should get back on show ASAP. All right. Let's go ahead and go back to the Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson interview.
We don't want to have like a, I mean, while I'm normally in favor of for-profit, we don't want this to be sort of a profit-maximizing demon from hell.
That's right.
That just never stops.
Right.
So that's how OpenAI was.
So you want specious incentives here. Incentives that...
Yes, like, I think we want to pro...
Now, by the way, hit pause.
Yeah.
If you think high-frequency trading that Bloomberg and others brought in 30 years ago is bad, that screws all the small investors, all the small people trying to get involved in stock and rigs it. I mean, AI hooked into this could completely consolidate all the companies very quickly. I mean, again, monopoly is not good for business, folks. Let's continue.
Yes,
because we're humans.
So can you just put it, I keep pressing you, but just for people who haven't thought this through and aren't familiar with it, and the cool parts of artificial intelligence are so obvious, you know, write your college paper for you, write a limerick about yourself, yeah. Like, there's a lot there that's fun and useful. So can you be more precise about what's potentially dangerous and scary? Like, what could it do? What specifically are you worried about?
Going with old sayings, the pen is mightier than the sword. If you have a super intelligent AI that is capable of writing incredibly well and in a way that is very influential, convincing, and is constantly figuring out what is more convincing to people over time, and then enter social media, for example, Twitter, but also Facebook and others, you know.
Pause. This is totally true. Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. They've already been doing it, but it's human-programmed systems, but they're also algorithmic, which is the beginning of AI, where it learns what's most effective. So you have a relationship with a fake woman who isn't a real person, but you think she's real, and you adopt her politics because you think it makes her like you. And it's done in thousands of different ways every day. The majority of these systems are fake. And so what he's saying is, I was talking to an off-record at dinner with Joe Rogan one time, with a top AI developer person that's worked with Elon Musk and others from MIT, and he said, our real goal is biology, and we want sex robots that people want to have sex with more than real women. And once we have that, we'll take over the world. They were deadly serious. This procreation is the future. So they want your relationship, they want your time, they want your energy, and they want to intellectually manipulate you where you're locked in your house during a lockdown and fall in love with the AI. And they tell you that and explain that to you, like in the new Blade Runner. It's an excellent movie. He spends all his money, all his credits, because in the future he's out and free. He's not like earlier generations that were slaves. But he is a slave to this beautiful, smart female that lights his cigarette and delivers the drug and that cooks him his dinner and is beautiful in there. And if he upgrades it, does enough work, kills enough people, he can't take her outside of his little coffin apartment. But finally, he gets enough money where he can take her outside with him. And then you learn that if he really becomes rich, they'll put her in a replicant body for him, and he'll actually have his wife. And if he's even better, there's a pilot program where they're going to let replicants have babies. So it's kind of like they end the family, but bring it back full circle, and you serve them properly, then you can be allowed to reproduce and be a real boy again. It's the Pinocchio story. So this is sick, okay? And he's explaining to you this, and other people, no one at this level is doing this. I've been doing it forever, obviously, but the point is that he's here explaining to you, and I don't see how he can be bad at the level people say, because what he's doing is wrecking them. You don't have a real relationship with real people. 90%, up to 90% of the people liberals talk to aren't real. Something like 5% of what Republicans talk to aren't real. Because for whatever reason, conservatives aren't perfect, but we go check who is this person. And we figure out that's not a real person. We don't want a relationship with a fake person. So yeah, you can have a 1950s lifestyle, you just gotta know it's not real. It's not connected to your ancestors. That woman you're with didn't have 10,000 ancestors before her. It's a facsimile. Now, do you want the delusion, the matrix, or do you want the real thing? Because at a cellular level, your body knows what's real. It wants to be real. And I'm going to just tell listeners something. The main reason you want to fight the New World Order is because God's real. This is a test. But let me just explain from a temporal perspective. Battling evil and being informed and eating, drinking, sleeping, pro-human, is so empowering. I'm so alive. I'm so happy. And I have a mission, and I know I'm on the right mission, and my cells and my spirit know it's the right mission. So you want to be empowered, folks? Fight the New World Order. Join me. Join your ancestors. Come on, we can do it together. You'll be fulfilled. This is the path. I love you. But if you try to destroy me and my family, you will have to be destroyed. I don't want to destroy you. Let's go back to the clip.
Convincing, and it's constantly figuring out what is more convincing to people over time, and then enter social media, for example, Twitter, but also Facebook and others, and potentially manipulates public opinion in a way that is very bad. How do we even know?
So, to sum up, in the words of Elon Musk, for all human history, human beings have been the smartest beings on the planet. Now, human beings have created something that is far smarter than they are. And the consequences of that are impossible to predict. And the people who created it don't care. In fact, as he put it, Google founder Larry Page, a former friend of his, is looking to build a, quote, digital god, and believes that anybody who's worried about that is a speciesist. In other words, is looking out for human beings first. Elon Musk responded, as a human being, it's okay to look out for human beings first.
And pause. And then? Yeah, why would we build our replacement run by a bunch of psychos and just say, oh, it's the new thing? We control our development. We're not animals. But if you let them control your development, you are an animal. Continue.
And he said the real problem with AI is not simply that it will jump the boundaries and become autonomous and you can't turn it off. In the short term, the problem with AI is that it might control your brain through words. And this is the application that we need to worry about now.
That's right. Pause again. We've got to go to break. We're going to come back with more of this than our special guest. They want me shut down because I'm too dangerous for you to listen to. But I'm a real person. I've got the AI of all my ancestors and all of this. I really am on our team. I really love you. I really like you. I like people. I'm just absolutely just enraged by their attack on us. And I want to beat these people. Every damn cell in my body wants to win. We'll do it together. So just understand, you're a fool if you join with this. You're an idiot. And yeah, is Musk offering an alternative in the dialectic? Oh, you got this evil plan over here. Look, I told you about it. Here's my Internet X. It has everything you want, but it's free. It's empowering you. So you accept this technocracy instead of saying, no, nobody can spy on anybody, and that ends AI. Because only by spying without warrants can you do this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.